Random House Audio presents The House at Midnight by Lucy Whitehouse. Read for you by Kate Redding. For my parents, with love. Chapter 1. Even now I can remember the first time I saw the house as clearly as if there were a video of it playing in my head. Danny, Martha and I had driven up from London together, the force of our collective will keeping my elderly Citroën from one of its increasingly frequent breakdowns. Cold night air had forced its way into the car around the loose window panes as I coaxed it along at speeds for which I could feel it reproaching me. I think we all had a feeling of adventure that evening, leaving the city, as so many other people had been pouring into it, going against the tide. Lucas's directions had been easy to follow until the last part. We came off the motorway and soon were lost in the maze of minor roads that laced across southern Oxfordshire. A part of me was glad. I wanted to be ready before seeing him, but the miles had disappeared too quickly. The half hour we spent shuttling along the same dark lanes again and again had given me time to think. Finally, I pulled up at the side of the road in the village we'd been circling. Danny leaned forward between the seats. "This place is like the end of the world." He was right. Even for a village, Stoneborough was nothing. The cottages, five or six of them huddled together, had an empty air. Only one was showing any light, the blue wash of television seeping through the net curtain in an upstairs window. There was a pond, its edges sharp with frozen reeds, and a village green that was little more than a patch of crisp white grass. No one had been across it since the...